Okay, welcome to our detailed design meeting. I'm pretty excited. Let's start. It's approximately 1540 or something like that. Okay, the agenda, we're going to do an opening and then I'll talk about the minutes from the last meeting, what we discussed. Then we'll have the prototype presentation and look at the evaluation criteria. We'll look at the finances and finally do a production evaluation and close. So starting off with the last one, oh, I don't have it here, but we talked about energy. We're going to use a kinetic battery. We want to use a simple chip because we're not going to need a shuffle. We're not going to need a scroll. We're choosing a latex case in fruity colors that's curved. And we're using push buttons with a supplement of an on-screen menu. So it sounded like we had set like 8 or 9 buttons, including 5 preset channels. Okay, let's do the look and feel design presentation first.
Right. Do you want to start?
Right, well, we made 3 different prototypes, and I guess we'll start with this one. We have our colors are not fixed, but this is the general shape. It's you hold it sort of either like this in your left hand, or you switch it over, and it's easily adaptable to either hand. You can push the buttons with your thumb like a mobile phone, or you can push them with your index finger of your other hand, or even, I mean, there's a whole variety. You can hold it like this and press it with your same index finger. We have the on-off button at the tip, very visible, very big. We have our up and down buttons, which are also going to be our channel selectors, and we have our little menu button here. If you're just pushing these normally, they're the menu buttons. The volume buttons, rather. If you press select once, they become channel changing buttons. And if you press select 3 times, the menu with the other features and possibly also with your TV channel choices shows up, and you have your 5 presets down here. If people want to grab a hold of that, see how it feels in your hand. That's our number one prototype. Do you want to present the potato, or shall I present the Martian?
A little lightning bolt in it. What? Very cute.
What do you call that one? The rhombus.
The rhombus?
That's a rhombus, yep.
This one's known as the potato. It's how can I present it? It's an ergonomic shape, so it fits in your hands nicely. Designs to be used either in your left hand or in your right hand. I've gone here just for 4 buttons on this one. The 2 blue buttons here are for adjusting the volume. So you've got volume up and volume down on the other side here. The red ones are for changing channels, channel up and channel down, and that moves between your favorite channels that you've selected. This middle button here brings up the on-screen menu, and when you're working in the on-screen menu, you use the other 4 buttons to navigate around the menu system, and the middle button to select. And that's basically it. That's the potato.
On-off?
That would be one of your channels, basically. So
okay.
Like channel 0 would be just...
It would turn it off.
Machine off, yeah.
Could the middle button of the on-screen menu function as a power button?
That's okay. Not really. It would make it hard to turn the machine off, to turn your TV off.
If you press and held it, maybe.
Yeah.
If you like held it down.
That would be one
way
of doing it.
That would be
on-off. On-off. That's a possibility, yeah.
Okay.
And then finally, we have the Martian or the Pear, either way. It's a bit different, just a little bit more of a creative feel. You have the on-off toggle stem on the top. We have the 5 preset seats. And then you have on the sides, to make it a little bit more 3-dimensional, you have your channel changing, volume changing buttons and your menu button right here in the middle. So that's for your consideration as well. Plus it's an interesting talking point to have standing up. We figure it could stand up like this on your table if you wanted it to, if I made the bottom flat.
Sorry, what's the other one in the middle? I forgot.
The menu select button.
Very interesting. I think that was my favorite.
So that's our three prototypes. Basically, in terms of making decisions, what we'd need to do is, first of all, decide on a form, which of the three different shapes do we want, then decide what kind of button layout we want, how many buttons, and then to choose what colours we want to make the buttons, and if we want to put any text on the device, like labels on the buttons, or put a brand name or a logo on it, or whatever.
We were thinking that normally we'd go for fruity colours, but maybe we're also thinking that you're sort of middle-aged man, for an example, customer might not want a fruity colored remote, so maybe we'd have one version that's a bit toned down, maybe with less contrast on it. You know, something still a little bright to make it hard to lose, but
we don't want it to look like a kid's toy.
Yeah. Now that was one thing that we brought up over email. I don't know if you picked up your email,
yeah.
But the feature that we considered for it not getting lost.
Right. Well, we were talking about that a little bit when we got that email, and we think that each of these are so distinctive that it's not just like another piece of technology around your house. It's going to be somewhere that it can be seen.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not thinking that it's going to be as
if
critical
it's like
to
under
have
covers
the
or like in a couch. You still
it's
can
really
see it.
Would it be very difficult to just have an external device that, like, I don't know, you tape to your TV, that when you press it, a little like beep goes off? Do you think that would be conceptually possible?
I think
it would be difficult technologically,
mm-hmm.
because if your remote's lost, it's probably under the city, and in that case, you can't send an infrared signal to it to find it. So it's I'm not quite sure.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if it's more just a gimmick than anything else. How many times do you really seriously lose your remote control? And would a device like that actually help you to find it?
There might be something that you can do in the circuit board in the chip to make it make a noise or something, but it would take a lot more development
mm-hmm.
than we have this afternoon.
Okay. That's a fair evaluation. Getting lost. We've decided not to worry about that for now.
Yep.
Okay, because, well, the designs are very bright, so you're right, they're going to stick out. But
so do people have a preference as far as feel and functionality?
I feel like this is similar to sort of what already exists. So if we're trying to think of something sort of like new and fun, even though this is like what I'm initially drawn to, just because it's like comfortable and like not different, I sort of like this one. Like I don't know why. It's like small but still sort of like cute looking. I don't know. But I also like the side buttons on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's kind of neat. But I don't know how much any of this has to do with the fashionable, sort of cool-looking thing that we also need to focus on.
Could we maybe have, like, an extra button on the top for on-off? So then we wouldn't have to have a dual
yeah,
function.
There we go.
That's good. Here. Stick it on.
Sure. Why don't we do a product evaluation using your criteria if you've
well
developed
do we
any?
Like, I think we're supposed to have one that we do it for.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That was
so
I was a little vague on what exactly I'm supposed to do, but I have to like write something on the whiteboard, so
do you need this or just write on the whiteboard?
No, I actually don't have like a PowerPointy thing.
Okay.
Because I think it would be redundant.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's kind of like like a joystick kind of thing, you know?
Cool.
Hey.
Okay. Maybe a little smaller than that.
No, I kind of like it. That's hard to miss.
It makes it look more fruity. So.
Oh, it does. It's kind of like...
Deformed fruit.
Oh, God. There, it could have a stem like that, because I do look kind of like the stem.
Like...
Yeah. It almost helps you keep a grip, too, because it goes in between fingers. Or
interesting.
I like this one.
Okay, is that where people are leaning then, the potato? I like the idea of
the potato.
I mean, that's really gotten the simplicity of the buttons down, that one.
Mm-hmm. I am worried about, like, using a menu in that, like, within menus there are sub-menus, and so how do you get back to the main menu?
Well, on the iPod, you just time you want to go back, you hit the menu button.
That has a menu button separate from a select button. Whereas if this one's both the menu and the select button.
This is the up and down buttons are used for scrolling up and down for a list of choices.
Okay.
You find the choice that you want and you press the right button.
Could these be used for going sub-menus?
Or for going into
maybe it could be one of those if you press down and hold for 2 seconds, then it brings you back one level or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, as long as we have that in mind as we're designing it still.
Okay.
Okay, so which one are we sort of roughly looking at to address whether or not it meets our necessities? The yellowy one, is that?
The potato? Are we leaning towards the potato?
I think so.
Okay, well, we can obviously change it after we go through these different ones. So basically what we need to do is some of the things that we've talked about before, we need to make sure that that remote actually does conform to the things that we said it was going to. So what we sort of want to do is we each need to separately rank each of the following things, and then I'll tabulate an average just to make sure that it does meet that. So we'll just go through them one at a time, and we'll just go around, and each of you can tell me on a scale of 1 to 7, with 1 being really extremely true and 7 being not true at all or false, if the remote that we've created conforms to the following criteria. So we can do this one first. First, we want to know if it meets the fancy look and feel objective. So like in my opinion, for now at least, the yellow one is probably somewhere in the middle. So I'm going to say it's like a 3. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
What is each of you?
I kind of think it's unique enough that I'd give it a 1 or 2.
Okay. Well, give it a number.
Okay.
Sorry.
I will give it a 1.
I don't know if it's creative. I don't know if fancy is the word I would use. I don't know if any of them are fancy. And I'd say 2 because unique.
And 2. Awesome. All right, and same sort of scale for functionality. Is it functional? I think it's extremely functional. I'm going to give it a 1.
Yeah, 1.
I think it's functional. It's also pretty basic, so I'll give it a 2.
Okay.
Functional. I think it'll get everything done. I think it might be a little confusing at first.
Okay. Well, there's some other ones that will address
one.
That. Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to give it a 2.
Awesome. Okay. We want to know next if it's technologically innovative.
Did you give a functional?
Yeah, she said it was 1.
Okay.
Is it technologically innovative? Not really. I mean, not so much because we don't have the LCD screen. We don't have fancy chip. Other than what it looks like, I don't know if it's...
Well, the kinetic battery.
And the battery.
The kinetic battery is a big one. So,
how many people would notice that, though?
But we know it's there.
After like a year, they'll be like, "Hey, I have never changed the battery."
And if it's made of like latex, that whole idea—that's pretty cool. I'll give it a 3. Because we could have picked a lot of features that would made it really.
Yeah, I would say that it's like fancy versus creative. It's different. But does that equal innovative? I don't know. I'll give it a 3.
All right. Everyone else?
I'd say it's technologically, it's not unique. I mean, it is just push buttons. So I'd give it a 4.
I think I'm going to go with a 4 as well.
Okay.
I really like that kinetic battery, though.
Next, is it easy to use? Just so you know, easy to learn will be separate. So don't overlap them. I think it's really easy to use. I'll give it a 2.
I'll give it a 1. Pretty hard to mess up.
I'd say 1.
I'd say 2.
All right. We next want to see if it has a spongy quality. And if indeed it's made of latex or rubber, it's spongy all the way.
Give it a 1.
Yeah.
I wonder if it bounces when you drop it.
Ooh, then you could. It'd be harder to break, harder to lose.
Yeah.
Because it would be less impact, maybe.
And what do you give it?
I'd give it a 1.
All right, and the next is, does it integrate some notion of fruits and vegetables? Well, is it going to be yellow?
It might be, because that's our corporate color, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, corporate color. We didn't keep that in.
We might want to keep it yellow.
Well, if we... I know it would make it a little more confusing, but if we had all the buttons in black and the design and the outside in yellow, that would be our corporate one, and then we could also have alternative colors, one a more conservative one, one
that's
more fruity.
Yeah, if we had like a silvery kind of white or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And can we have like an RR inscribed on the bottom or something?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I think
it was
fruity.
Inspired by the potato. So
I think
it's pretty fruity.
I think it's kind of mango-y too.
Yeah.
Ooh, mango.
Okay, I'm giving it a one. The mango comment put me over.
That's a much more sugar than potato.
What's everyone's numbers?
One.
Two.
One.
All right. And does the design match the appropriate behavior? Remember earlier we discussed that people don't use a lot of buttons, that they use the channel flipping and the volume the most. I think we really took that into account a lot, so I'm going to give it a one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Did you say one, Rose?
Yes.
Okay. Also, we talked earlier about RSI and wanting to prevent any sort of like carpal tunnel-y kind of thing. Do we think that the latex sort of grip appropriately takes that into account? I think I'll give it a two because I almost feel like no matter what you do, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
And if it's repetitive movement, it is going to be only four buttons that you're constantly pushing. But
I'm worth the risk.
I like how it fits in the hand, though. So I'd go with the two.
I'll say two as well, because older people that aren't used to like texting with a thumb might find it a bit at first. But
yeah, I'll say two.
All right, awesome. And the ease of learning it. I know you were saying that you were a little bit nervous about that. I don't know. It sort of reminds me of the iPod. I just got mine. I still haven't read the instruction book, and I'm doing okay. Mm. So. And I'm not good at learning technology. So I'll give it a two.
The menu system and the fact that multiple buttons are used for different things might be a bit confusing, but I think if it's one of those things that it might take you 5 minutes to figure out, but you'll have it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'd give it a two, I guess.
I think it's probably a little harder than most remotes to learn, because you have to use the menu system and you have to tell it what your favorite channels are, and that could take a bit of learning at first.
Mm-hmm.
But once you've learned how to use it, I think it is a lot easier. So I'd give it a four.
Okay.
I think I'd give it a four too. It's a pretty high learning curve. It'll be easy once you've done it, but.
Mm-hmm. All right. Also earlier we had something about losing it, and so now we're not addressing that at all. So.
I think we can kind of say we addressed it with color.
Okay, so in terms of not losing it, do you think that on a scale of 1 to 7, how easy or hard is it to lose? I'm gonna give it a 4, because I think that you can still, if it's in between somewhere where you can't see it, you're kind of not gonna find it, but
mm-hmm.
anywhere else, it's gonna stand out.
I'd say I'd give it a 3. I guess it depends how tidy you are normally.
Mm. I'd give it a 4.
I'll give it a 5, because it would be easy to lose.
Small, too.
All right, we also said simplicity. How well does it address just being simple?
Simple to use or simple in design?
I think overall, because we had said before our two main things were simplicity and fashion, so those are the next two things we're going to look at, separate from fancy, like that sort of thing. It like wants to be simple, but it's not like totally, totally simple, so I'm going to give it a 2.
I'll give it a 3, I guess.
I'll give it a 2.
3.
All right, and fashionable?
It's totally fashionable.
It's
hot.
I mean, it's a mango. Come on.
Mango.
I mean, how fashionable can you make a remote? I think it's bringing technology and fashion together really, really well.
I don't know. I don't think it's quite as fashionable as my robot remote.
I do like the little
or
Martian
alien
one.
Or whatever he was.
Yeah, the toggle on-off switch was really appealing. Number?
2.
3.
1.
And does it meet our like demographic need, sort of, for international appeal, that whole thing? just that it would serve our audience. I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm. I think as long if we offer it in at least three different color arrangements,
yeah
mm-hmm. that's good. So I'll give it a two.
Yeah, I'll say two.
The restriction that.
All right. Does anyone have any other features that they think were important that we didn't talk about?
Well, we didn't address the fact that it does need to have a corporate logo. So let's make sure we keep that in mind that that one of our colored concepts is corporate and has an RR on it.
Well, I think all of them should have an RR.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do that. So it will address it. Fine.
Okay.
Okay.
That's lovely. Okay, now we're going to look at finances. I have an Excel sheet that we're actually going to calculate the costs. So let me exit out of this first. Okay.
Why?
I know. Let me get rid of that. I can have a little more space. I'm going to zoom in real quick. Okay. Hand dynamo. We're using a kinetic battery, right?
We're using kinetic, yeah.
And we're having one per... one. Okay. Electronics.
Simple, rather.
Okay. Case.
Double curved.
It's pretty curvy.
Yeah.
It's very curvy, so. Okay.
Yeah, I never did get a picture of those, so I don't really know. Our case material supplements. Oops, we just skipped.
Well, don't we need plastic and?
No, the plastic for the inside is assumed.
Provided.
The supplement is.
The wood.
Oh, I guess it was rubber rather.
It
than
was rubber and special color, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do we have more than one special color?
Yeah, we're using. We're gonna need at least two special colors.
I don't know what the basic color is.
I don't know what it. Yeah.
Well, but we know that we're having at least three colors. So
let's say
well,
three.
Are we talking about on each color combination, or are we, you know, but like we'll have yellow and black? Is that two special colors?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or
that
or
I
is white and black
be
and
under
then
yours.
Two more? Or
I never got this
information. I guess it's three.
We'll just say three.
Three works.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Maybe the RR will be in color as well. So you know. Interface. We're doing push buttons.
Yep.
And how many buttons do we have?
Six.
Five.
Oh no,
six.
Five.
Six.
With the power.
Yeah, six.
Yep.
Anything else?
No. Oh, we'll. Do we? Are the buttons in special color? Special. I didn't get information on.
Oh wait.
Oh buttons. Oh so so the case material will just have one color, right? But
well
then the buttons will be in special colors.
But if we're making multiple varieties of. This is where I'm getting confused.
We're saying per unit.
Per
yeah,
unit.
Per
okay.
Unit.
Okay.
Okay.
So each unit will only have one color.
All right. And each
on there.
Button.
But the cases could have up to three. I mean, the buttons could each could be up to three colors. That's
yeah.
How it's designed there.
I like it like that.
So.
Okay.
Special form. They're all kind of just push button.
No, I think
right.
They're fine.
Special material.
We want them rubber as well, probably, yeah.
So. Oh, do I have to do it per button? Do I?
No, I don't think so. I think if they're all
okay.
Going to be rubber, then that's what it matters.
Yeah, because
yeah.
It makes sense
yeah.
Otherwise. Because for the whole case material, it's only one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's I mean, it's two to make it rubber.
Okay.
Oh, wait, so maybe.
13.7.
Uh-oh.
Yep. What can we reduce?
Okay, let's have our buttons all be one color.
I kind of like the buttons.
That would do. It's only going to bring us down to 13.3 anyway.
All right.
Okay. Are we sure this is double curved? Maybe it's single curved.
We have no idea.
We have no idea.
I don't know. I didn't get any pictures.
it's single curved.
Why? Well, it's not. Yeah. Okay. It's a kinetic battery. That's kind of expensive. But we have a simple chip. Single curve. Case material is rubber and it's a special color.
Yeah.
But that's important.
That is important.
Six buttons.
How did it get
more
expensive? What did you just change?
What?
It was 13 and now it's 15.
No, okay, maybe not. I don't know what just happened. Now it's 12.
Oh.
What was our target price again?
12.5. Hey.
So we're okay. We're all set then. Yes.
We got all.
Ish.
Okay.
All right.
We're all set. Save. I saved that to our big shared folder, so you know. Okay. Back to agenda. Are the costs under €1,250?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
So let's move on to the project evaluation. Project process. Satisfaction with, for example, the room for creativity, leadership, teamwork, the means, any new ideas found. So I guess what we're going to talk about here is just evaluating how we created this project, the information we got, and used, how we used it, if we were able to, use our creativity with the information. How well I guess I led it, how well we worked together as a team, the digital pens, the whiteboard.
Wow. Okay. I felt very creative. I enjoyed making the prototypes.
I think we've been successful in that we've achieved almost all of the design goals that we set ourselves at the start.
Yeah.
And we've come up with a finished project, and we've just about got it within the cost.
Yeah. I think we could have done even better with a little bit more information, like mm-hmm. what's a single curved case, how many colors, what do colors count,
mm-hmm.
things. But given what we had, I think we did really well. I think we worked together pretty well.
Yeah,
I mean, if I had had more market research other than fruits and vegetables, maybe we could have taken that into account.
But the fruits and vegetables stimulated my creativity.
So. I know, I really did. The whole mango idea was great. No, I mean, I felt that the pen was a little distracting for me, personally. Like, its heaviness, and like just being so conscious of like turning the pages, I don't know. That was a bit of a distraction.
Yeah.
But with the last one, like, I chose not to do a PowerPoint because I didn't think it made sense to. So I liked that I had the option to do that and just to take my own notes mm-hmm. and that whole sort of thing.
I think we all made very significant contributions. I don't think anybody dominated it, which I thought was really good. Like, each of us was able to, like, each of you had your information, and I tried to facilitate it without, like, taking it over.
Yeah.
I like our little finished products.
They're fun.
They're really cute.
Kind of want one.
Can we work at this as the mango remote? Should we have that somewhere on the packaging? I have a little.
I'm trying to think of a good pun that I could add there, but
I know. Let's think of it like a little jingle.
I like the RR. That's going to be etched in.
Yes. Hopefully not with just my fingernail. Some point, but it's quite a useful little gadget. All thanks to Ian for the design of that one.
Huzzah. Okay,
what did we
new
find?
Ideas
new
found?
Ideas? People should really base their remotes on fruits and vegetables.
Definitely. Or at least be creative enough to think of toggle switches and et cetera.
I am really into the idea of kinetic batteries now.
Oh, I'm
after
so excited
about them.
Yeah, I didn't even know they existed.
I knew you could get watches that had them, like really quite expensive watches that just never need a battery because you're always moving your wrist.
Mm-hmm.
But in other things, I think it'd be really good.
And it, yeah, that's awesome. Okay, closing. Are the costs within the budget? Is the project
yes.
evaluated? And then there's the final questionnaire and meeting summary. So this is a great product, kids. I think we've created something really interesting and that we have a market for it,
yeah.
especially if we can produce it at 12.3, which we hope. Make sure in your questionnaire to put down criticisms of both the process and the final results. And
yeah, real reaction.
I do like the Martian remote. If we could choose more than one, that would be my second choice.
Oh, that would definitely be my second choice.
Although the toggle, I'm afraid
that's
I would
cool.
I would break it.
It's cool.
I would break it.
I think I'd break it.
It started because I wanted to have it as a stem, and then. All right. So.
Oh, that's funny.
It started as a hair, but then it started looking more and more like a Martian when I put it on.
It looks like a penguin, like, no eye.
Oh, take me to your leader.
I like that it stands up.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I should market it to some remote control company now. So our
oh, sad.
Poor little thing.
Okay. Congratulations. Anything else to say?
Nothing will come up until after our meeting's supposed to be over.
Right.
It's all timed.
Oh.
Anybody have I got more master classes. Anybody else want to like take a master's class?
That's really funny that you got spam in your work email.
Yeah, but check it out. So like, there are all these like links. They don't go anywhere. But all you need to keep in mind your knowledge management. Just want to make sure you do.
No, the first one that you sent, like I didn't realize it was a joke, and I was like, why did she send this to us? It's very work relevant because people send spam a lot.
Yes, definitely. I'm very sad that I didn't get any links through the corporate website.
Oh, here you can
see
you can
what
view.
Did I get through the corporate website.
You can just see what's
inspiration
up.
About circuit boards.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really deep. Hold on. Takes a little while to get excited to load. The Excel thing is pretty cool.
Yes,
yeah,
I love Excel. It's one of my favorite programs.
It's like inspiration. Basically, I'm going to give you two sentences on fashion and that kind of thing. See, you didn't miss out that much.
Mm. Yeah, my inspiration from last time is the interior of a remote control being taken apart bit by bit, talking about circuit boards. I learned a lot, actually.
Oh, wow.
I could probably take apart a remote control now if I really needed to.
This one was cooler. I got a whole table and everything.
No, I have all about circuits and chips and transponders. And I wrote it all down because I thought it would be relevant, like all the different parts of the inside of a remote control, but then they're like, you don't actually need this.
You just like mine that was like, would you prefer an LCD screen or a multifunction remote control? And then it didn't have like any kind of table. Like, awesome. I'm glad they asked that question and didn't report the results.
It's really interesting, though.
I thought it was a little tricky having to hand around this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a lot of, but otherwise the technology out today was kind of cool.
Yeah.
That was really neat how we got emails and.
We didn't use the whiteboard that much.
No. Although I don't see how we could have very well, at least for me, I.
Yeah. If I had gotten pictures of the different parts of the case, the different looks of the case, I would have probably drawn them up, but
because we weren't like voting on anything. I think usually like whiteboards are good when you're like crossing out ideas or like if we had like a brainstorming period.
Yeah, we could have put our brainstorming stuff up there rather than just talking about it. But,
but I thought we were good. Orally.
With only four people, it doesn't really make sense. But if you
and
had
with
a larger
and with the PowerPoint that we can all look at, like you can do all those things pretty much on PowerPoint.
Yeah.
And, so
and
not
these
as
might
have, to have
made us more willing to like take notes than to. Like, write them up here, because we all needed them separately, kind of, in the whiteboards in this room.
Yeah. Because we were all going to be working in different places.
Yeah.
If we were all going to stay in here all the time, then having the notes up on the whiteboard would have been all right. But everyone needs their own, like, specific notes, I guess.
Now, when you were creating your prototypes here, did you work together, or did you, like, do separate projects?
Oh, we worked together. How the buttons might work. And how we could like improve on the designs.
So it was a bit of both, really. We just kind of started out by each taking a color of clay and just fooling around with it, and I came out with that rhombus shape, and he came out with a sort of potato-y, mango-y shape, and then just went from there, really.
Cool.
It was fun. Well done with the management. I felt well managed.
Oh, thanks.
I think we did well in, first of all, keeping our meetings to time. And secondly, actually, we did a good job of making firm decisions at the end.
Sorry.
That happened to me all the time, though.
I know what happens sometimes is that you tend to sort of have meetings and then people sort of drift away without anything actually really being decided.
Mm-hmm.
But I think here we got clear and decisive. Decisive points down at the end of the meetings so that we we knew where to go on from there.
Yeah, I was quite worried at the end of the last meeting that we weren't getting, we didn't really have enough information to make firm decisions,
mm-hmm.
but we were able to do it regardless, so. I'm not usually a very decisive person, so it helped to have people say, this needs
this
to be done
we'll do.
In 5 minutes.
I found that we could have used another 5 or 10 minutes sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially
in the meetings.
Last time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the last time we had a lot of information,
yeah,
but at the same time, not quite enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
we
couldn't answer every single question.
Right.
But.
And I felt the first two meetings that I was coming in with no information, and that sort of made me really, like, I don't know, throwing together a PowerPoint out of no information. And then last time it was, like, the opposite. I had so much information and so much to talk about.
It was interesting what came out, like, later, like, as I was doing the, when I was doing the breakdown on the agenda that they gave me, that more points came out from your presentation even. I am a little disappointed that we didn't do a something for losing the remote, because that was kind of a big point.
But that was something, like, in order to talk about that, we would have had to have actual knowledge about circuit boards.
The
problem was, even when we just were creating from the Excel file, there wasn't, like, an option to select to somehow have it included. So there was no way we could be like, it has it included.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way for us to have written down that it was really there.
I think we were just getting over enthusiastic with the task.
Well, it's interesting.
I think we really got into it. I mean, I got into it as the day went on. I got really like, ooh, I'm designing a remote control. I don't know if that's just me, but
yeah, it was fun. It was interesting though that they put that 50% of people say they have frustration with losing their remote, and yet they didn't provide us with information to.
Yeah.
We weren't provided with information to discuss that. I know that like people have like things they can put on their keys that you press it and it'll beep.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that would require some kind of technology that I just don't know what it is.
I think there are some of those like infomercial remotes that have things so you won't lose them.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, we were talking about it, and like in my household at least, there's only about two places that the remote is ever.
Because
there's only one TV and there's
That's
only
like
three
you're never
chairs.
Gonna lose your keys, and I always do anyway. You lose them in your pocket, like you just will forget that, or you'll like put it down somewhere that like made sense, and then not remember. There's always ways to lose things.
It
depends on how organized you are personally, but
yeah, or like I guess what the setup of the house is too. But I mean, I am notorious for losing my keys. I just I guess I've just never lost the remote. I put my keys in the refrigerator the other day. Couldn't find them. So I was putting groceries away.
That's funny.
you're taking stuff from a bag and putting them in the refrigerator, and then go back to my room. And
Can't get in.
Look all around the kitchen. Definitely in the vegetable drawer. So
I always do the leaving it in my coat and like using a different coat.
Yep.
But I guess it's good we don't really carry remotes around that much.
Yeah. Can't really take it into the other room.
Yeah. Maybe with our little robot one, we could have had him have a robot alien pair, whatever he is, have a little voice like, I am located. Or a GPS system. Internal GPS.
Oh, man. There you go.
Although if it's sitting still for
We should
too
make
long.
One that walks by itself.
It really could get up and walk away.
Or like some crazy like electromagnet that you push it and it'll zoom to the TV and stick there.
Or just a wheel, you know? Just if you then you'd have to have a remote for your remote. That would get it.
Well, but if you could attach them to the TV, then you could do that. But
all kinds of possibilities.
Sorry, I'm just trying to update my minutes. I decided to, you know how I sent you the email saying that PowerPoint and minutes will be complementary rather than like repeating. I'm making full minutes so that it'll include all of the agenda and all that.
Wow.
Because it seems a little more useful.
You've had like the most typing and organizing to do.
But I didn't have like information to sloth through either, so.
I guess. How much of your PowerPoint was already done for you every meeting?
Most of it. Mm-hmm. I added slides. I added a couple slides each time, but that was about it.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even think about adding slides because I would just get slides with titles on them and fill them all in. I didn't even think about adding more.
Well, the thing was, it would provide an agenda with like several points, but it wouldn't have a slide for each point. And that's the only way I remember that I need to go over that point. I know personally when I do PowerPoint, that's what I do. So I added ones, even if it was just like the title of it, like the three presentations, and then we'd do the three.
Wait, do we have to have the slogan on it, or can it just be like
the slogan on it? No,
definitely. Okay, good.
So it's like it could go around the outside.
No, I don't think we need to. I think we just R and R, especially if the yellow and black one.
Is it yellow and blue?
Or yellow and blue? Let me go to the webpage.
Yeah, I was just kind of going by the webpage because they didn't give me any clear, like yellow gray.
I guess it is black gray. Gray is better than black. Doesn't look so bumblebee-ish. I didn't really understand the random, like, news clippings.
Finish meeting now.
Yeah. Wasn't it interesting that, I thought it was interesting that our marketing expert did not agree with the marketing, the marketing choices, you know, like.
Yeah, well, because I just feel like if you're really doing, like, a really big market evaluation, you wouldn't just have, like, one set of sources kind of, and they were so not backed up. It would just be a sentence being like, we did a survey, this is what people said.
Yeah,
I don't know,
people are stupid,
I guess. It's sort of a gray, isn't it? Yellow and gray, but then the slogan's in blue.
Well, we got some gray and we got some blue buttons, we're good.
Yeah, well, we don't have the right color clay anyway.
Maybe it, like, I don't know, it could always be separate.
Well, we're not, sadly, going to actually be producing this. So.
Oh.
If they ever come out with potato...
potato mango-shaped remotes.
I'm going to have
to... I'm claiming it intellectual property.
Yeah.
I can't believe the whole day is gone.
I know.
I don't feel like it's been that long. Get sucked in. Gotten questionnaire 8 yet.